Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians, we finished chapter 1. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new message today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you have your Bibles ready. We're going to start in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. I've titled this section, Making a Grand Entrance. Now, before I start, you have time to call a friend and ask them to listen in as well. I also want to encourage you to go with us to Israel. We'll be going to Israel November 9th through the 17th of 2007. Please be ready with pencil and paper to write down our address at the conclusion of this broadcast, or you can email us and let us know where to send the information. We also ask that you consider sending your pastor and his wife, or ask the church, your deacons, to send the pastor and his wife to Israel with us. It'll be a delightful trip, as well as a good time of study in the Word of God, as we go to the places, open the Word of God, in the very places where Jesus walked, where Jesus ministered. So let me encourage you to be a part of this special trip to Israel, November the 9th through the 17th of 2007. Please write our address down at the conclusion of this broadcast. We also want to encourage you to write us and let us know that you're listening. You can email us, you can send us a postcard, or what have you. We just want to know that we're being heard in your area. Many times we will be in an area for 6 months or longer, and we won't know if anyone is hearing us because we don't get one response from that area. And when we reevaluate how our funds are being spent, we have a tendency to think, well, we're not being effective in that area. We're not helping anybody there with the Word of God. Therefore, let's look for another area where we might be used of God. So that's why I say, if you're listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast and you listen to us regularly and you want this to continue in your area, please write us and just let us know that you listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast and let us know the area from where you listen. I'd like to know the radio station by which you're listening to us, and that will help very much. If you're listening to us by internet, you could probably email us and let us know that you've heard our messages through the internet. Well, as I go now to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, we want to titled this section, Making a Grand Entrance. Now let me read that entire passage that serves as our text, and then we'll go down through the verse-by-verse breakdown. It says, For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain, but even after that we had suffered before, and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as ye know, nor cloak of covetousness. God is witness. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. Now, this chapter before us is made up of two paragraphs. The first paragraph is actually verses 1 through 16, and verses 17 through 20 make up the second paragraph of this chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians. The Holy Spirit would have you to know about the entrance Paul and the mission team had made unto them at Thessalonica. And what a grand entrance. I can remember years ago as a teenager, fresh out of high school and going to my first year of college. And for some reason, back in the 60s, it was a popular thing among some of us guys to enter into a room and jump in like Superman. You'd jump through the door, straighten out your collar, and then if you were in the classroom, you'd walk nonchalantly to your seat. One day, I was in the dormitory, and as I was going to enter, I said, I'll do this. I knew there was a bunch of guys there in the other room, and so I jumped in. I thought I was going to make that grand Superman entrance. Unfortunately, I jumped as high as Superman, and I hit the top of the facing of the door entrance. A knot raised immediately on my forehead as I laid on the floor and groaning, and that knot raising and a little bit of blood starting to come out. And then, just before I stood up, I heard one of the most ungodly and ungracious sounds. It was those same people laughing at me. Now, needless to say, I didn't make an entrance like that again. There was obviously no good purpose in it to take that kind of a chance. But there's always a good purpose, my friend, for sharing the gospel, regardless of present consequences. Now, there was opposition to the grand entrance that Paul and the mission team made into Thessalonica. Their entrance was greatly opposed. Back again in verse 1, he says, "For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain, but even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention." Now, people had heard of what happened to this mission team in Philippi. There were Jewish religious people who simply hated the gospel so much that they would follow this mission team wherever they went, and they would try to turn the city against them. Now, isn't it interesting that some people today, they name the name of Christ, say they're saved, say they're Christians, and they try to find the courage to just witness to someone? These men lived in danger of life and limb. Anytime they witnessed the gospel, it might be their last. Today, men fear to witness because they fear that the one they witness to won't like them, or the one they witness to might think they are strange, or even worse, they may make fun of him. I can remember when I was in high school, I worked at a Winn-Dixie store, and one of the fellow employees was a college-aged man. And we were alone in the stock room, and I began to witness to him. And it was interesting to me, this young man actually shook, became very nervous, but refused to receive Christ as his Savior. The next day, when all the guys were there and a group of them were in the same stock room, the same man made fun of me in front of the guys. And he said, "Hey, Bloom tried to get me saved." So I know the feeling of people making fun of you. I know that's really hard. And I remember as a teenager, the devil hit me with it very strongly, and it isn't a good feeling. Well, Paul had those in the mission team, but it went beyond that. They were physically threatened and hurt. At Philippi, Paul and Silas and really the mission team were shamefully entreated. As a matter of fact, you can read about it in Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas were unjustly arrested. They were beaten with rods. Now, to understand that, in the Far East today, in some areas, you have what they call a caning. And some of you know about a caning. You've heard of it. You've read about it. Well, the being beaten with rods was worse than a caning. They would be bleeding and very bruised. After the caning, their feet were placed in stocks, and they were cast into the dungeon. Now, what is the response of Paul and Silas? They rejoice, they pray, and they sing praises, just as Christ instructed us to do in the Beatitudes. You see, their joy was not reliant upon circumstances. You know, that's what happy means, happenings. And our joy is not based on happenings. Our joy is found in the person of Christ. Therefore, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, someone has said about that day, they were in the stocks and in prison there in Philippi, that as they sang praises and the jail began to shake, the earth began to quake, and the doors come open, they thought, wow, we have a chance to escape, but instead we're going to stay here and witness. And so someone has said that the gospel entered Europe through a sacred concert, and it brought down the house with the earthquake. These men who praised, though they were bleeding and bruised, when the earthquake came and loosed them, instead of running free, they stayed and they led the jailer to Christ. And then they saw to it that he was baptized. Isn't that interesting today? That people get saved, they don't want to follow in baptism. So I wonder if Jesus was really someone they turned to as their Lord, because it's his first command after salvation. See, if you got baptized as an infant, that doesn't count towards the baptism the Bible commands. Baptism is to happen after your salvation. And so they saw to it that he was baptized. My friend, if you say you've been saved, were you baptized by immersion, being immersed under the water? Some say, well, my church sprinkled me. Well, understand, the word baptized comes from the Greek word baptizo, and it means to immerse. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.